And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me, and that is us, the Town of Chino Valley. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. On Talk of the Town today, we have in studio Miss Jamie Lewis, our town clerk, and our finance director, Mr. Joe Duffy. We're going to be talking money, politics, elections, and whatever else pops into my mind. So stick around. We got a full hour for you right here on KQ&A.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Gettle'sHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
We have 25 years of solid trial experience handling cases from first-degree murder, drug cases, to assault cases. We have the experience, reputation, and dedication to assist anyone in any court across the state of Arizona.
We look through every piece of evidence to find and fight every potential constitutional violation. We aim to win by leaving no stone unturned to form early and aggressive strategies to fight the government at trial, because we actually care, and because there's two sides to every story that deserve to be told.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos on Talk of the Town at KQ&A on behalf of the Town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. We got some good information to give you today by way of our town clerk, Jamie Lewis, and our finance director, Joe Duffy. We'll be hearing from them in just a few minutes, but want to go back a little bit. Last month we had in the studio Miss Rebecca, our new children's librarian, had a great time with her in studio, and she is running full bore. Now, I'm trying to remember, and for those of you that know me, in person, you know, memory is not one of my strong suits. I can't remember if the library was open or just about to open last time she was in here. I think it was still closed.
Still closed.
Anyway, it's open now. And they're doing some great things, not only in person with story times and the reading programs for the kids, but Miss Rebecca is continuing with her online Facebook Live and YouTube clips where we are having some great stories read sometimes by our guest today, Miss Jamie Lewis. We'll get into a little bit of that. But give her a round of applause. Yay. Do you got a sound bite for that, Bill, over there? Maybe
applause
a stadium? One of the things that she is doing is Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. on Facebook Live. She will be doing this through the month, about mid-July. Hear classic folk tales, nursery rhymes, and finger plays. I don't even know what that is. Maybe Jamie can explain that to her when we get her mic turned on. But this is Miss Rebecca and some special guests reading some stories for the kids. And this is a great chance to keep kids active and keep their imagination going at a time when a lot of our, even though we're still opening things up and getting a little more elbow room on what we can and can't do in the public, we still have some limitations on the library as far as how many computers are open, how many people we can allow in the building, and how long you can stay there. So even though the library is open, there still are some COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic restrictions in play. So this is a great chance for parents and kids alike to stay involved in imagination and story time. Again, Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. up through about mid-July every week on Facebook Live. Now you can go to chinoaz.net and just search the library link on there. Or go to facebook.com/townofchinovalleyaz. The link for that is also in the upper right corner of chinoaz.net. So a great opportunity to hear some great stories, to let your imagination run free. And this is good for children of all ages. That includes you, Joe. Immature people of all ages. Got a couple other things we want to pull up for the summer reading program and some other events coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be talking about those throughout the hour. But let's open up the mics now. Joe Duffy, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
Fine, Matt. Thanks for having us.
For those of you that don't know Joe really well, he is our finance director. He is the one that kind of lets us know as the public what's going on with our money. So we're not going to get too much into the budget situation today. But one thing that is always on the minds of the public is how our dollars are spent. So chinoaz.net, under the finance page, all of those documents, the presentations he does on a regular basis, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at town council meetings. You got one on slate for tomorrow?
I do not.
No. So tomorrow's meeting should be very short.
Yes.
They limit you, right? How many slides can you do?
Six slides. Yeah.
It never works. One of the great things about Joe's presentation is anytime he's up there explaining things money-wise, he's able to explain it in a way that the average person and the below average person like myself can wrap their brains around it. Because even for small communities, we are able to, we have a budget that's larger, obviously, than household budgets. So, for guys like me, you start talking over $20 and it's, I'm in the deep end. I can't comprehend it. Joe is able to take that information, really boil it down to the nuts and bolts so that guys like me can understand it. And then at chinoaz.net, under the finance tab, are all the financial documents, the proposed budgets, the past budgets, right, down to the dollar of how your tax dollars are spent. So everything is clear, it's understandable, and it's there for the public to view. So if you got questions on the budget, that's the place to go. Good. He's nodding.
Yes, that is the place to go.
Those physical nods are great for an audio radio program.
But the one thing I would like to remind the public is if you really want to just get a really good grasp where we are, pull up our budget book that we do every year, and it explains every department's budget, where our revenues come from. We've got lots of charts and graphs, but it's not overly complicated.
Yeah.
You know, our financial report, well, that's gets a little technical and gets to the dollars. But the budget is a good working document just to get an idea of how your government's run and where the money comes from and where it's spent each year.
Breaks it down by department, by
revenue
project,
source,
everything.
By projects, and does a lot of statistics about the town, you know, our demographics and everything. So it's actually not a bad read.
And the key component of that, it's all out there. It's all out there for the public to view. It's there for your eyes. Your eyes being you, the taxpayers, because this is in effect, it's your money. It's our money.
Absolutely.
That needs to be accountable for. So thank you, Joe, because you always put it in a way that we can understand it when you do these presentations. Normally, when people start talking money, it gets me angry and jealous because I don't have any, and it also gets me confused because, quite frankly, if I have to count past 10, I've got to take off at least one shoe to get past that. Jamie Lewis, you are our town clerk. For a few months more. That's by choice, though, for those of you out there. One thing, if you don't know Jamie or Joe personally, call me after this because I got some good stories. We did learn off mic that Jamie is a very conscientious and good driver. Joe, on the other hand, has a bit of a checkered past when it comes to driving. He got a ticket one time, I heard, is what we were talking about online.
Yeah, but we also heard that Matt got 5 or 6.
Oh, so I think we're okay. Yeah. No, that was on a good week.
Yeah.
Jamie Lewis, before I started interacting with you when I was working for local media in this area, local print media, I frankly had no idea what a town clerk did. When you hear that title, town clerk, I think, I don't know, you're filing stuff.
Secretary.
Howard Borden. Bill, you'd know this. The guy from Mayberry RFD with the bow tie. He was the town clerk at Mayberry. I knew nothing about what a town clerk does.
Yep.
I was very surprised at the vast knowledge that you have to have and all the things that the clerk's office deals with on a daily basis, and we're going to cover a couple of those today, but give us a little snapshot of what the town clerk's office does.
Mainly, we're responsible for council administration. That means we kind of administer the council meetings, we put the agendas together, we do the minutes, we put all the packets, we just kind of pull all of the things together for a council meeting that's coming from all the different departments. And our second thing that mostly we're involved in is elections. We're the town's election officials.
I hear there's one of those coming up.
Yes, there is. And then the third thing that these are the things that we're responsible by law for is records management. So we're kind of the town historians, town librarians.
Now that aspect has changed drastically in the last few, several years.
Every 3 weeks, I think it changes.
The old days of ledgers and boxes and banker's boxes. Yeah. It's kind of going by the wayside. Now, obviously, everything's going digitally and things of that nature. So transferring a lot of that stuff. Now, you had mentioned you've got your short timer. What's going on?
Yes. I'm retiring.
Retiring? Hit that applause button, Bill. How long have you been in the clerk's position?
Since August of 2002.
2002.
So I think by the time I retire, it'll be 18, 19 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That.
Now,
I'm not counting.
Is that your career with the town of Chino Valley? Did you move into that position from another position?
I started in development services, worked there for 3 years, then moved over to the clerk's office and worked for the town clerk for 3 years. And then when she retired, I took her position.
Well, we're going to get into a few of those aspects with Joe Duffy, our finance director, and Jamie Lewis, our clerk. We're going to talk about the upcoming election. And specifically, we want to delve into a little bit of clarification and information on one specific item. That is, it's got a longer name, but let's just call it the home rule option. And what that means, what your options are as citizens, and what it means depending on which way you vote. How does the town deal with that, and what will some of the outcomes of that be? So we will be right back to talk with Joe Duffy and Jamie Lewis very soon on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, on Talk of the Town, 99.9 FM, 1130 AM, and 1095.5. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does?
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
American Family Insurance is returning $425 million to our customers. This includes a 10% savings for all current and new personal auto customers for the rest of the year. We hope this does your world some good and remind you that your dreams mean the world to us. Contact your agent or go to amfam.com to learn about more ways to save. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around. This is Matt Santos on Talk of the Town. Before we get back with Jamie Lewis and Joe Duffy, one other thing, it's a new, sort of new addition to the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce right there on 2 South and Highway 89, is their little free library right out front. Those things are really neat. I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to see them around. They look like little tiny miniature houses on a post, mm-hmm. and they're full of books mm-hmm. that you can use for free. You just go in and grab one, take one, grab one. What's that called? Where the little pennies
take one,
on the,
leave one.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm always the take one guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know much about the leave one. Littlefreelibrary.org is where you can find out information on the system in general, how you can help them out, how you can donate to them, how you can utilize them, as well as a really good interactive map so you can find them in your travels because they are all over the place. And again, there is a new addition to one, the Little Free Library at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org, or littlefreelibrary.org. They're really neat. It's a neat concept. In addition to the formalized one, like littlefreelibrary.org, a lot of different communities and neighborhoods are kind of doing theirs on a grassroots level as well. So it's kind of neat. It's a neat concept to really encourage reading and storytelling and encouraging the exploration through words of children of all ages. Now, Jamie, that is no strange concept to you. In addition to the town clerk's role that you are soon to be leaving. What'd you say? How many? 4 months?
Six
months?
Yeah.
You are fairly active in the wordsmith areas in the way of performing as of late and telling stories. You've been involved with Miss Rebecca at the Children's Library
yes.
the last few weeks. What are some of the things you've been doing over there?
She and I just got to talking about having some other voices read stories for the kids, especially with the library closures. And so we got talking about the fact that maybe I could read something for the older kids
yeah.
instead of a picture book. I told her I love reading chapter books out mm-hmm. loud. I've always read to my kids, my grandkids, anybody who will listen, really, and because I just love doing that. It's fun.
What are some of the titles and some of the storylines that you've been doing for the Children's Library?
Basically,
every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m.
Well, mine's are on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, mine are released on Fridays.
Great.
And I've read an excerpt from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which mm-hmm. is part of the Chronicles of Narnia. And I read a chapter from Inkheart, which is part of the Inkheart Chronicles. And then I also read a chapter from the Gregor the Overlander series. So just trying to get kids interested in some older, maybe not so well-known fantasy stories.
Not necessarily the pop culture stuff, diving a little deep into some of your favorites. Very nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now, you also do some performing. As of late, you got a chance to do something with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater last December.
Yep. We got to do the Christmas program.
Yeah.
So.
Over at the Little Black Box Theater at Chino Valley High School.
Oh, is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Nice
That's
to
what
know.
I call it.
Yeah. I remember my kids performing there. All of my kids did theater in high school, so it was kind of fun.
Now, when you are on stage, you were with the character you were doing was who I'm trying to. I don't remember the name, but you were the motherly figure.
Mother kind lady.
Mother
I think
kind
is what
lady.
She was, yeah.
You put a lot of spin, a lot of emphasis on facial expressions, body language, and voice inflection. And you're doing some of that while you're reading on Facebook Live and on some of the pre-recorded stuff that Miss Rebecca is releasing through our Facebook page. The link is right there in the upper right corner at chinoaz.net. Now, that really brings the stories, the characters to life.
Yes.
What voice would you do to read one of Joe's financial reports? He was just saying that how good, how it was great reading before the break. What, give us a little sample of what voice you would use to bring Joe's financial reports to life.
Well, I don't think I would do one of these, but it might be kind of fun.
I think we need an audio book.
Or Goofy, one of those two.
We need an audio book of one of Joe's financial reports.
We could find a way to do that.
Okay, we're not going to get too much into the budget aspect, but what we are going to tie into is directly related to budgets, how things are spent, how towns are able to spend money, and that is known as the home rule option. What's the official name, Jamie? What's the official name of that?
It's the
do you have it or Joe?
The Alternative Expenditure Limitation Home Rule Option.
Bullet points. Make this understandable to me.
Well, one, every 4 years we have to bring it to the voters for permission to operate under the home rule option. So we can either operate under the state limitation option, there's another permanent base adjustment, which we won't go into, or the home rule option that Chino mm-hmm. Valley's operated under for the last, I believe, 25 years.
80s or so?
85 is when we first voted on it.
So to keep it really simple is that there was a constitutional amendment that passed new laws that basically required communities not to increase or set the amount that they could spend mm-hmm. based on their 1980 budget. And basically they said, this is what you're spending in 1980. So from this point forward, you can increase your budget by the increase in population and your increase in inflation.
So
nice and simple.
So it keeps that 1980s ratio. Right. Not necessarily taking into consideration the way that communities change as drastically in you know, because
right.
The ratio of 80 is way different than the ratio of 2020.
Right, because the base, okay, so the state says this is how you have to operate. Unless you go to your voters every 4 years and say, hey, we're going to have more money. We can do more things than that formula will let us do over time. Well, so Chino Valley, the reason that we have to come to the voters to do this is Chino Valley only had a few thousand people back mm-hmm. in 1980. We weren't spending a lot of money. We didn't have recreation. We didn't have a library. We didn't have a senior center. I don't know if we had a PD, but it definitely wasn't as big as
do
a PD.
Do you remember what our budget was then?
I do. Well, it was whatever that the
$255,000.
Yeah. Yep, $255,000.
Our entire budget.
Well, now our budget's up to $24
million. Yeah.
So remember, this is only the amount that you can spend, not how much you bring in.
So
we bring in right now $22 to $24 million per year through all of our sales tax collections, our state shared revenues, our user fees, mm-hmm. our utility accounts. We didn't have a water and sewer system back
yeah.
then. So what it's so
no roads.
And we do a balanced budget every year. So we say, okay, here's how much money we're gonna bring in, and then we go and provide all the goods and services mm-hmm. that we do our community. And so with the net of being zero, so we bring in $22 million, we spend $22 million, although we only spend probably $21.5 each year, a little bit less. But, and the council sets that limit every year, and that's what home rule means. It means you're going to let your elected council determine how much you can spend every year during the normal budget process.
So if home rule passes, as it has done traditionally in this area, in the town of Chino Valley, it allows the locally elected officials, the neighbors within our community,
right.
to decide specifically how the money is spent and approve that into the balanced budget.
And how much is spent.
As opposed to under the statewide guidelines, they take the ratio from 1980 and they determine how the money is distributed within town.
That's right.
Now, there is some... It limits how much of that can be spent, right? What are those percentages?
Well, we could only spend about $10 million of the $24 million under the state limit.
And so, what was that figure, like 41%?
41%.
Yeah, we can only spend basically 40 to 41%.
41%, and then the
yeah.
50, the remainder 50
yeah,
plus is carried
60.
Over.
Yeah, that we can't spend. Even though we can bring it in and put it in our bank account every
gotcha.
Year, we can't spend it. So what would the community would have to reduce the size of their government and their spending for at least 2 years, because you can't take it back to the voters for two mm-hmm. years. But so we would have to provide just the critical services, which would be probably police, mm-hmm. water, and sewer. And I say probably because mayor and council would have to make that
yeah,
decision.
Yeah, that's a decision for council,
right.
but they would have to weigh, and again, not speaking for mayor and council, they would have to determine what are the most important aspects to keep the town running and safe. So
right.
the ones that aren't there are things like library, senior center, rec center, pool.
Aquatic center, those things that are more of a quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, your public safety and your water and sewer, you got to keep those going.
Yes.
You can't turn off the water and you can't shut down the sewer plant.
Now, we want to be very careful. This is something, and when is this going to be on the ballot? What's the date on there?
August 4th.
August 4th, so it's coming up pretty quick. Information on it, including a very extensive FAQ, frequently asked questions, is available on chinoag.net. There's an election tab. It's under the town clerk's tab. I'm fairly certain if it's not there yet, we will get it shortly on the news flash that's going through. So yeah. it'll be prominently displayed. We will share it to our social media periodically. But the reason why we're here talking with Joe and Jamie today, and the reason why we are putting this out there on our website and social media, is for information purposes only. Ultimately, whoever goes in August and casts their ballot, that's what's going to be decided.
Yes.
There is no pro and con on the city other than let's get the information out there. That's the most important thing.
Right.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions about home rule? Because it's not necessarily something people are that well versed in, and anytime you talk about money and elections, the first thing is, oh, my taxes are being raised.
Right.
What are some of the most prominent misconceptions about this specific measure?
You mentioned one of the biggest ones is a lot of people have thought that it had something to do with taxes. Like they think that by passing home rule, that's giving us authority to raise taxes or to create something like a property tax. Or sometimes they think we're just trying to maybe find a way to increase revenue, some way that we're going to get more money. It doesn't have anything to do with getting more money. It has to do with using what money we already have.
Yes, right. So there's no planned fee increases, no rate increases, no new taxes.
Right.
This is just the revenue streams that we receive every year, year after year.
If you being from California, you would remember Prop 13.
Yes.
Do you remember that? That's basically this whole alternative expenditure limitation was Arizona's version of Prop 13. And then what they discovered was they quickly discovered that, this formula that was developed isn't going to work for communities that were growing. So then they developed the alternative. So home rule option is only one of those alternatives.
Gotcha.
There were actually, I think, four to begin with.
Originally, yeah.
And
so other cities in the state, there's 94, I believe.
97. You're the one who told me that, yeah.
But only 19 can stay under the state limit. And those are communities that were pretty well developed back when this 1980, like mm-hmm. South Tucson, Mike.
They were already established with their longstanding water and sewer, longstanding PD. They haven't annexed
in
tons.
They had recreation.
The roads they had were already there.
They were fully built out.
Right.
Where Chino was a brand new community. We were just getting off on our feet.
Right.
45 of the communities in the state do home rule. And 33 do a permanent base adjustment. And more are starting to move towards permanent base, which basically adjusts that 1980 figure to a more realistic figure.
We would love to go there.
Yeah, and probably the next election will be coming for that. We'll be coming to the voters for that. But with all the COVID and stuff, just not having the opportunity to really educate the public on it, we need to start that a couple years early. But the Chino Valley voters have voted for this every year since 1985, every 4 years since 1985, so they understand it.
The biggest crux is don't go in blind. Get some information.
Right.
A great opportunity is, again, looking at those FAQs, those frequently asked questions that are available at chinoaz.net. Under the clerks tab and under the elections tab, there's a bunch of information in there, really detailed. So we want to really encourage, we're going to throw some information at you guys listening, but what really needs to be done is pull that stuff out, download it, review it, make an informed decision.
And voters, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
Please.
This is what's great about a small local government is you can call the financial director or the town.
And your home address is what, Joe?
No,
so 928-636-2646 is the main line.
Yep.
And then, of course, the email again for the clerks?
Clerks@chinoaz.net.
.net, great.
Yes.
One of the best ways to get your curiosity addressed and one of the best ways to get your thoughts, your concerns, your issues addressed is by attending town council meetings. They happen the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. In the past several weeks, we have been limiting to only electronic attendance. We are having a public meeting tomorrow, 202 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley at Town Hall. It is open to the public, but we want to stress this, we still are encouraging social distancing and following CDC guidelines for public meetings. The ability to watch that remotely is available at chinoaz.net under the Agenda and Minutes tab. You can log in and watch it electronically. You could watch it on the cable access channel. You could watch it the next day complete on our YouTube channel, or you can follow us on our Facebook page where there are real-time updates as well as a streaming link to it as well. So
Facebook Live now.
There is a lot of opportunity for you to see and even participate in the meeting without physically being there.
Mm. If you, no participation.
Well,
they can listen.
And call
online.
To the public.
Yeah.
You can still drop off either at Town Hall in the utility payment box or email clerks@chinoaz.net. So you can still get your information out there remotely by way of doing that, or send us an email as well at informationofficer@chinoaz.net for any other concerns. We will be right back after these messages to finish up with Home Rule and the election and Jamie and Joe right here on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Water's garden companion plants for June are sunburst locust, moonshine yarrow, silverberry, and Hall's honeysuckle.
Ideal at growing up fences, walls, or as a ground cover.
Wind, drought, deer, javelina are no problem.
Hall's honeysuckle is an outstanding mountain vine with fragrant yellow flowers that loves blooming in the summer heat.
An excellent solution for a fast-growing screen, even in the poorest of soil.
You'll only find the hardiest vines at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa Online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The family of a black youth has filed notice of claim ahead of a lawsuit against Phoenix police, the city, and ATF. 19-year-old Dion Humphrey's family taking action after four white officers forcibly nabbed the young man who's developmentally disabled and has sickle cell anemia. The cops are accused of mistaking Dion for his brother, who the family says looks nothing like him. Dion's father says police treated the frail, sickly youth as a threat.
They didn't give him any demands. They didn't say stop, freeze with the police. They simply threw flash grenades out of their vehicle, and then they shot him. They shot him in the heart, and they shot him near his genitals.
Dion is facing open-heart surgery from the injuries. He says months after the January incident, he's still in pain. The Humphreys are also demanding to see the Phoenix police report on the takedown by the four officers. The price tag on the eventual lawsuit is $11.5 million. Sunny, mild, and very windy, but heating up quickly this week. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a very breezy 43. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to 79 tomorrow, the upper 80s, and windy Wednesday through Friday.
In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to a breezy 49, then a windy, sunny high near 87 tomorrow, 94 Wednesday, and a windy 100 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, Olson'sFamily.com, or Olson'sGrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me. That's Matt Santos on Talk of the Town. We are here with Jamie Lewis, our town clerk, and Joe Duffy, our finance director. And we are talking home rule, how budgets are spent, how it's determined. The big question, Joe, I guess, in front of the citizens coming in October is, August. How do you determine, what did I say?
You said October.
October. No, everybody knows I'm a knucklehead. It's okay. I don't know what time it is.
That's why we love you, man.
I don't know what day it is. This August. They kind of sound alike. August. What's the date again, Jamie?
August 4th.
August 4th for the primary. Is how do you decide? What's the big question? Who do you want to be in charge of your money and the direction the town's going?
Yeah, and Matt, you hit right on it. It's who do you want to control the town's future? So do you want it to be controlled by the amount that the town can spend based on a 1980 formula that basically it's a state imposed formula based on 1980 data and where the state sets the spending cap that we can only increase by population and inflation, that we can, you know, show that it just doesn't work for the town of Chino Valley? Or do you want your local elected town council, who you elect every 2 years, we have an election.
A little rotation, on, some off.
On, some off, who live, most work, raise their families in our community. I mean, it comes down to maybe who do you trust to decide how the town's budget will be spent. Plus the fact that the formula limits the amount of money that we can spend every year, and if we let the county council do it, we'll be able to spend every dollar that we bring in to provide the services that we need. So that's what you need to weigh as a voter.
So ultimately, it is the decision of everybody listening right now that lives in the town limits.
Absolutely.
Yes. To make a decision. The goal of today was to get some information out there, get some links. Where can you find information? So chinoag.net. Get educated before you make a decision. I think that's the key. It takes a little effort. You got to read through some stuff. Jamie has put together an excellent list of FAQs that are available at chinoaz.net, and then all the documents are there. Unfortunately, what I'm sure is no surprise to anybody listening, that takes a little effort. Sometimes it's much easier to wait after the fact and then complain online. What I call the keyboard warriors that like to complain. Right. But make some decisions, make some educated decisions. Go ahead, Jamie.
Voters in any household with a registered voter mm-hmm. in it will also get a couple of pieces of mail. They'll get a voter information pamphlet that goes into some of those details, and then they'll also get a brief mailer from us next week-ish.
Now, in Chino Valley, it's unique because of the way the layout is. I live in Chino Valley. I live in the 863-86323 zip code. Yes. I don't know what month it is. I don't know what my zip code is. but I technically live in the county.
Yes.
Now, which means I'm greatly affected by the decisions made by council. I'm greatly affected by what goes on in town, even though technically I live in the county.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that you were telling me the other day. Some of this information that's being sent out is going out to everybody in the zip code, whether or not you qualify as a voter or not, because
right.
of where you live. So it's a good thing. It's simpler to send it out that way, ultimately cheaper to send it out that way.
Saving taxpayer dollars.
But it also gives everybody in the outlying area that will be affected by this the information as well.
Yes.
So again, get educated. Let's talk a little bit. We've got a couple minutes left here about the election specifically. What are the seats that are up?
The mayoral seat is up, and our Mayor Croft is not running, so there'll be somebody new in that seat. And then we have 3 council positions and 6 candidates for that.
So 3 positions,
mm-hmm.
6 total seats that are there, 6 including the mayor would be mm-hmm. 7. So it's a little over half of that body that sits up there the second and fourth Tuesday of every every month are open. 6 candidates? Is that what you said?
I believe mm-hmm. so.
5 or 6? I think it's
5 or 6
on
June 29th, you will get a chance to meet them.
Yes.
ChinoValley.org is where you can look for information on that. The Chamber of Commerce, is co-hosting an event, an online event where you can meet, and hear from the, candidates in a candidate forum. Traditionally, how, Jamie, you're involved with this very deeply. How involved, how many seats, you know, like right now we've got three council seats and the mayor seat.
Mm-hmm.
Is the mayor seat, correct me if I'm wrong, is there only one candidate for that?
Yes. This time,
okay.
Yes. And that's a 2-year position.
So a 2-year position running unopposed.
Yes.
That is very telling. For how people view these elections, and it's just from an outsider looking in, because we've talked about this before. I'm not a big fan of politics and elections to begin with. They drive me nuts. But for all of the concern and all of the commenting that no doubt we all hear on how towns and budgets and everything else are run, this is a real good opportunity for people to get involved and hear out of 12,000 plus citizens. I don't know the split on that of who's 18 and over and all that stuff, but to have 6 people throw their hat in the ring for 4 positions. You know, so think about that when you get online at 2 a.m. to complain and write nasty posts. Hey, get involved. There, and throughout the year, periodically, also yes. on chinoaz.net, there are listings for positions open on various boards and committees,
mm-hmm.
planning and zoning and
yes.
different things of that, the park and rec board. All of these positions are positions where you can have an influence and a say on how things are done. Or for that matter, we understand people are busy. These take a lot of effort for basically for the most part, volunteer positions, including the council and the mayor, who get a stipend that kind of covers gas and things of that nature. But they're for the most part, volunteer positions. And then the committees and the boards, the commissions are strictly volunteers. So we understand.
Yes.
A lot of people don't have time like that. But there are lots of ways to get informed. And one of the best ways, second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m., online, on Facebook, on YouTube the next day, or in person as we're able to do so as things change moving forward. There are ways you can have your voice heard. One great way, again, we mentioned it earlier, call to the public, clerks@chinoaz.net is where you can email your comments and or questions. One other thing we want to mention, again, it kind of goes with this home rule and how things are spent, the quality of life that local representatives can decide on are things like the Great Pool Aquatic Center we have that's opening this Friday, the 12th. We want to thank Joe Duffy for sitting in with us today, our finance director, who makes money sound interesting.
Thank you.
Jamie Lewis, our town clerk, thanks for coming in. You've been listening to KQ&A. We will be back after this word with a closing thought, I think. Yeah, we will. This is Matt on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Sunday brunch at Carmela's. This is Jennifer, and Kevin and I would like to invite you to join us for caramel pecan sticky buns, fresh baked croissants, and a full array of benedicts. Our sausage, corned beef and hash, chorizo, hollandaise sauce, biscuits and gravy are all made fresh in-house daily. Complimentary mimosas and proseccos included every Sunday from 9 to 2:30. We want to thank Prescott, our loyal guests and staff, for the continued support during these trying times. Come join us at Carmela's Wednesday through Sunday in downtown Prescott.
You brought the office in-house. You set up a schoolroom in your living room. You're caring for the sickest among us. And you just keep bringing it. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we've never been prouder to back you up. To keep trucks running, thermometers working, each other connected. Because even as we stand apart, we are powerful together. So when you need us, we'll be here at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store, curbside and batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending your afternoon with us on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities on Talk of the Town for the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Joe Duffy, for sitting in.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Jamie Lewis, for sitting in. If you, want to know what's going on with the town, with the Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org, the town of Chino Valley at chinoaz.net. And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe. We will talk at you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.